Power FM Breakfast with Nicks.
Annie and Jason from My Kitchen Rules and the beautiful Hunter Bell Cheese taking us through the World Cup of Food. Yes, we are on a World Cup break today, so I thought we'd look back at some of the teams that have been knocked out. They may be knocked out, but let's take a look at the English and what we'd be eating in England. Alright, it is the World Cup of Food with Annie and Jason. Now, this is a tough one for you guys, I reckon, because it is my homeland. It is England. Yeah. And I actually really like the English food, so...
Don't mind an old bubble and squeak.
I'm a bit of a beef and ale pie myself. Beef and ale pot pie, and I'm a happy girl. And a cider.
And a cider.
Let's talk England and the food of England, because I think a lot of people think it's very, pretty much non-attractive food, but I actually find it quite good.
Look, it probably doesn't have the style that some other cuisines have, but that's probably more our style. It's they cook good, you know, hearty food.
Yeah.
And it is very
hearty. Yorkshire pudding.
I think if you go back to it, I think they were too busy trying to discover the world and all these other cultures overtook them in food in the meantime, like France and the Italians stayed put. We've got enough land here, we're just going to concentrate on making good food.
Yeah, they were too busy eating and drinking.
Yeah. So, you know, but you've got to thank England. Without England, we wouldn't have cheddar cheese.
Mm.
And cheddar is my favourite type of cheese.
Good chutney with it as well.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh.
You know, you go to some of your Wensleydale flavoured cheddars, your
Yum.
Cranberry. Yeah, there's some beautiful cheddars that come out of there. I even had one from, I was in WA when I had this one. I'm trying to think. It was from the Isle of Mull in Scotland.
Oh.
And it actually had hints of gasoline in it.
What?
Yes.
What?
No joke of a lie. The cheddar that we couldn't match with anything because it was too overpowering had hints of gasoline in it.
I'm not sure that I want to eat that.
It was interesting. I'll just say that. But I found out I had to try it just so I could tell the story. But look, the Poms have got some great food. When you think about some of the what they've done with root vegetables and how they've influenced how we probably use those root vegetables in our meals, it's pretty good.
Bubble and squeak. Potato. Leftovers.
Yeah,
hearty, wholesome food, and it's food that we love. It's not fancy. It's not...
It's the home of Heston Blumenthal, so, you can't really...
Great. I love Heston.
I love Heston.
Because he asks the sort of questions that I do that everyone gets annoyed by. It's like, why would you bother asking that? It's like, because... I want to find out more. And I just love his theory behind some of the stuff he does. He's probably my favourite chef to watch on TV.
We cook a lot of Heston's recipes, really. Mm. Like his roast chicken. I do his roast chicken 3 hours on 90 degrees.
Oh,
amazing.
You can put your hand in the oven. It's hardly hot.
And brining the chook as well for 24 hours before you roast it. Like little things like that make an absolutely massive difference.
And, of course, we do have to thank England for Cadbury's chocolate because that's where it originally came from.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
There you go. That's my little
What about gravy? Doesn't gravy come from England?
Gravy does come from England.
I was just about to say, I think gravy's got to be the best invention that England's given food.
Because you've got to have it with New Yorkshire pudding.
Exactly.
You've got to soak gravy up.
Yeah. Annie and Jason taking us through the World Cup of Food.